In the final shir of the year, what I want to discuss is the Tefillot of Rosh Hashanah. Of course, this is part of the main focus of the day, is how we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we want to make sure that we have it all absolutely correct. So particularly in the Amidah, there are a number of changes that we make. The most prominent is that the end of the third bracha, instead of finishing off HaKel HaKadosh, we finish it off HaMelech HaKadosh, claiming HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king, because this is one of the key themes of Rosh Hashanah, Malchuyot. And the halacha is that if one makes a mistake and one finishes off HaKel HaKadosh, not only do you have to correct that bracha, but you have to go right back to the very beginning of the Amidah, because the first three brachot of the Amidah are all regarded as one unit. If as soon as you finish HaKel HaKadosh, you immediately correct yourself to HaMelech HaKadosh, Toch Dei Dibur, within just one moment, so then it's all right. But otherwise, as I say, you have to go back to the beginning. The Mishnah Brura in the Shaar HaTzion, in Simon Tavkuf Pei Bet, he refers us to the Chaye Adam, who discusses the question of first night Rosh Hashanah. That perhaps first night Rosh Hashanah, if you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, you just said HaKel HaKadosh, then you wouldn't have to repeat the Amidah. Why not? Because it's first night Rosh Chodesh. First night Rosh Chodesh, if you miss out Yalev Yavo, even second night Rosh Chodesh for that matter, you miss out Yalev Yavo, so you don't have to repeat the Amidah. Why? Because they weren't Mekadesh the Chodesh at night. So possibly we should say that first night Rosh Hashanah is also first night Rosh Chodesh, and therefore if you make a mistake, you don't have to correct it. But the Mishnah Brura disagrees with that, and says that might be true, or this is true, if it's a weekday, but when it's a Yom Tov, it's got a different din. We also make various other insertions. We say Zochreinu L'Chaim in the first bracha, Michamoche in the second bracha, Uchtov L'Chaim Tovim in the penultimate bracha, and B'Sefer Chaim Tovim right at the very end of the Amidah. So the view of Re in Tosfot in Masechet Brachot is that if you miss any of these out, then you have to repeat the Amidah. But the Rosh disagrees, and that's the Maskan of most Rishonim, and that's how we Paskan. These insertions are from Masechet Tarnit rather than from the Gemara, and therefore, if we miss them out, we don't have to repeat the Bracha. If we haven't yet finished that Bracha, then we should put them in. But otherwise, as I say, we don't have to repeat. At the end of the Amidah, many nuschaot change the bracha from being Hamavarech et Hamo Yisrael Bashalom to being Oseh Hashalom. Vilna Gaon didn't change it. The Minhagin Eretz Yisrael is to follow the Vilna Gaon and not to change it, to say Hamavarech et Hamo Yisrael Bashalom. The Aruch HaShulchan raises this and says, how can we change the bracha? It's not really brought down in the poskim to change it, where they mention to say Oseh HaShalom. That's referring not to the bracha of Hamavarech et Hamo Yisrael Bashalom, but in actual fact referring to the end of the Amidah when you say Oseh Shalom, you should say Oseh HaShalom, or at the end of Kaddish. And therefore it would seem that those who change it, I'm suggesting those who change it for Hamavarech et Hamo Yisrael Bashalom, then in Kaddish, then they should keep it as Oseh Shalom. Those who change it in Kaddish shouldn't change it in the Amidah. To change it in both doesn't seem to be the correct minhag. In any event, the Aruch HaShulchan says he would prefer that people don't change it, but those who do, then it's not such a big inyan. He says that, number one, the text of Hamavarech et Hamo Yisrael Bashalom doesn't appear in the Gemara, so we're not changing something from the Gemara. And number two, in actual fact, he says that Masechet Sofrim does record the Chatima of Oseh HaShalom as being the regular bracha for the end of the Amidah. And therefore, on the basis of that, it's a legitimate bracha to say. In Kaddish, the minhag is to repeat the word La'ela. Different minhagim as to whether one says La'ela, La'ela, or La'ela, U'La'ela. It would seem La'ela, La'ela is perhaps better based on the Pasuk Mala, Mala. But again, some places say La'ela, U'La'ela, and again, different minhagim as to whether it's said in all the Kaddishim, just the Kaddishim of the Shliach Tzibur. General minhag is that it's said in all the Kaddishim. we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we say V'chentein Pachtecha. So we say a very extended third bracha of the Amidah instead of just the two lines. Atak Adosh, we have several extra paragraphs. Again, if those extra paragraphs are omitted, but one's still finished off, so then that would be acceptable as well. So Ad Kan with the main changes in the Seder HaTfilah, and everybody should be blessed with Ketiva v'Chatima Tova for a very good and happy year, and Gabal Tzolot Ahonu V'Aton D'Chol Beit Yisrael, that all our tefillot should be L'Ratzon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer our prayers as we wish. Ad Kan Shana Tova.